Hey, I'm WC Chronicles, and you just got done listening to the Fakey Case and BU5 Countdown. And this is what we call the post-conversation, what me and Jersey Mike have, where we talk about the songs that were chosen and played. Lita Ford, Kiss Me Deadly.
Makes you wonder why she didn't kiss me deadly. I mean, she is beautiful. I didn't know she ran all the 70s with the Runaways,
yes,
honestly.
Yes.
So
I never knew that till I started researching this. This is what our post-conversation is for, you know. That was her biggest hit. She did have four other singles that came from that album.
Ozzy with her, really. Yes. Close Your Eyes Forever. That was another weight for her, too. So she had a run.
Another chart killer. Yes, that was a good one. I think we're alone now. Tiffany.
Only thing I can say is live in Vegas, saw the 80s thing last year. Tiffany said, I'm all grown up. She did three songs and she said, I'm allowed to have a drink. This is what happens. I'm not the cute little girl dancing in the mall anymore. I'm all grown up. I'm going to have a drink and a red cup. Doesn't get better than that for the 80s fans, growing up nerds.
And that was the extended mix that I picked. I never heard that. And I've never heard that. I maybe saw it on a 12-inch vinyl. You can only buy so much vinyl when you're going to college. And there's also a dub mix. Maybe I'll throw that in at the end of this post conversation so people could just hear it.
Bonus.
The Devil Went Down to Georgia, Charlie Daniels.
Now, if you want a golden fiddle, sell your soul or some fiddle, how can you beat that, guys? I mean, that is, if you think about it, is really a unique hip song that everybody pretty much likes.
It was one of those songs that went to on every chart that was available. The country, the pop, the... You name it. They had a chart for it. It went to the number one on there. I remember when I was doing stand-up comedy, I actually wrote a lyric to a parody to that, to the golfer guy. What's his name? Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods went down to Georgia, and I changed all the lyrics to make him that he was facing off the devil, and if he won, he got a golf putter of gold.
Oh, I like that. I thought you were going to say a woman with blonde with gold hair. I don't mean her hair.
It's one of those comedy things that I've got stowed away, and I just never done anything with, but it's still there.
Wow.
Dancing Queen, ABBA.
How can't you like two beautiful ladies? I think, three guys, if I'm not mistaken?
Two guys.
Two guys, two girls, two guys.
Yeah.
I think that was a lot of, quote-unquote, disco era.
Yes.
Studio 54, days before me, that I would have loved to have been involved with.
Because I remember their prime chart history was when I was in sixth grade, a lot of hearing it on the radio. But it wasn't like, okay, who's ABBA? What's ABBA, Sweden? Until, 10 years later, when you're seeing the commercials... The K-Tel Greatest Hits album, ABBA!
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I get it now. Who's who?
Yeah, and it was run so many times, like Eye of the Tiger,
yes.
Journey, all the groups, they just ran over.
And Mamma Mia, the play production, it's being put on everywhere. It's got like its own cult status, like Rocky Horror. It's everywhere. Tarzan Boy by Baltimora.
I just remember that coming on the radio, and that was really, everybody liked that because it was just, like you say, just a neat... version of like Tarzan the Ape Man, and you hear like that.
A lot of different synthesizers going on in there. Because it started out more as like a studio project, I guess, with a producer, and they got this guy, Jimmy McShane. He passed away a little bit after that, when Listerine started using the commercial theme song for their product. And it got so popular again, they did a remix and re-released it in 1993. That normally happens in Japan, not here, where TV commercials will launch a song back into the charts. But he passed away of AIDS soon thereafter in Ireland, his home country of Ireland. So that is our BU5 Countdown post-conversation.
I wonder if he was playing with ABBA. Dancing Queen. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. That's the movie I'm thinking of. You ever see that movie?
Never seen it.
You have to see that because it revolves around three drag queens out in the desert performing with
Abba's
music and everything. Yes,
but they travel by bus. Is that anything like 2 Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar?
A little better because it has some different kind of actors. I think that I don't have the
comedy?
Names in my brain. Oh, yes, very comedy.
It sounds funny.
You're gonna have to
love this. That sounds like a good one.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Please see this. It's all Abra constructed. You gotta see this.
So as promised, here's our closeout song. Here's Tiffany's I Think We're Alone Now. It's the only place I can play it. Here's what is called the dub mix.